This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hello there. Good afternoon. I'm Laura, and I am here on episode 6 of the Good Neighbor Podcast Emerald Coast with Mel Simpson, owner of Zero Gravity Athletics. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. I'm excited to hear, like you and I had talked about a little bit ago, it's been a while since we last spoke, so I'm excited to hear all the things that are going on at Zero Gravity Athletics and let you tell our listeners more about your business. So kind of just to get started, tell us about your business.
Well, Zero Gravity was established in 2017. It is a competitive cheerleading company. We do all-star cheerleading. We do school cheerleading. We do tumbling classes. We do everything that involves the sport of cheerleading.
Okay. Awesome. I had a cheerleader once upon a time. She's grown now, but we did high school cheerleading. We never ventured into competitive cheerleading.
It's a lot.
I know people that whose kiddos do competitive cheer, and it is a full sport. Are you year round typically, or how does your season start?
Yeah, so our season starts in June, and we go from June until basically May. So June through, I would say, November is spent training. So that's where they get their skills, they learn their routines, they work on stunting and tumbling and putting everything together. And then December starts our comp season. So our comp season goes from December until May, and it's roughly a comp a month, maybe two comps a month.
So just How far do your teams travel?
I'm trying to think. State-wise, I mean, I think the farthest we've gone so far is Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we go to Orlando all the time. So north and south. That's the farthest. That's the farthest we've gone so far.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it almost is year round, pretty much.
It doesn't stop. I mean, they get a break like maybe 3 weeks, and then they're back at it.
Okay, cool. So tell the listeners a little bit about your journey. How did you get started in this business? How did this come about for you?
So it's kind of a crazy story, because I was born in Mississippi, small town, population maybe 14,000.
Okay.
Yeah. So and I grew up playing travel baseball. And my sister was the cheerleader. So they didn't have boy cheerleaders at my high school or middle school. So it really wasn't, and competitive wasn't a thing. So it got time to senior year, and I wanted to go to Ole Miss, and I wanted to play baseball at Ole Miss, but I was a little small. No D1 school wanted me. So I turned out all my JUCO offers. And then I was like, well, what am I going to do? My mom was like, well, you've been doing this tumbling thing with your sister for years, so you can already tumble. So you should probably, you know, try out for cheerleading. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. So that's how that got started. So I went to Ole Miss, cheered and graduated, and moved from Mississippi to New Orleans for a little bit. And then I moved here to Florida about 8 years ago.
Okay. Wow, that is very interesting. Yeah.
I came into the industry not really growing up in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I
have a different outlook as far as like youth sports than a lot of people do.
Right, right. Yeah, so it wasn't a dream from childhood to own it.
Not at all, no.
But it worked out. Okay, well, that's very cool. So tell us, what's something about your industry or your business that you think people maybe misunderstand, or any misconceptions people might have about competitive cheer? And
well, I mean, like if someone's like watching like the media, like every time something goes, I guess, south in cheer, I mean, there's always, you know, crimes of, you know, abuse and all these things that go on in these larger gyms. I think that the biggest misconception is that every area or every gym has those problems. And I think the biggest issue in this area is that it's too expensive and it's too time consuming. And, you know, a lot of parents who have multiple children don't want to put the kids in competitive cheer because they got one that does soccer and one that does baseball. And I get that, but when you look at it time-wise, the seasons don't really overlap. So I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions here in this area.
Okay. So that maybe they can fit it into their schedule in some way easier than they
can. Everything can be worked out and everything's negotiable.
Okay. Very cool. So quick question. What are kind of the age ranges that you have there in your organization?
I would say we take them. So as far as like starting competitive, they can start as young as 4, but they can start tumbling I don't like to say tumbling. They can start coming to a tumbling class and learning like little agility things and how to balance, work on that. And they start that at 3. So they go from like 3 to 18.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. So pretty much all ages. Okay. Wow.
As soon as you can walk, you can come.
Yeah. Okay. So outside of work, mm-hmm. what do you like to do for fun? What do you do when you're not at the gym?
Well, being the owner of the gym, I'm always working. So it's 24/7. But if I am not, like this week is spring break, spending time with my husband, my 2 dogs. We now split our time. We have a house here in Fort Walton and we have a house in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
So I've been doing this number for about 2 months and so is he. And we like to travel and I like to shop and I like to go to Publix and Target and do all the things like that. I'm about to go to Michael's when we get done with this podcast.
Oh my gosh. We need to hang out. I love to shop and I love to travel.
70% off sale. So got to check that out. Yeah. So I just, I just like to live life, you know?
Yeah. What kind of dogs do you have?
We have a Shiba Inu and she is 5. And then we have a little Yorkie and she is 2.
Okay. What was the first one you said?
A Shiba Inu. She looks like she was here. She's not here, but she looks like a fox.
Oh, wow. Okay. I haven't heard of that breed. Okay.
She's very a very quiet. They're very weird. Weird breed.
We have pugs. They're weird too. So kind of going back to talking about your business a little bit, have you had any kind of struggles or hardships in the past that you think have kind of helped get you to where you are today? Anything you've had to overcome? Any challenges that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would say that there's been 2 major challenges in the history of Zero Gravity. One was when I created the brand, I had a co-owner and there was no hard feelings. Just her life was going in a different direction. She was moving and I was staying and she was married with kids and I was getting married. So that we were in 2 different phases of life. And so we made the decision for her to exit and me stay. And that was kind of my first taste of having it all, like doing it all, because I didn't do anything on the computer. I didn't do the books. I just strictly showed up and I was responsible for coaching the cheerleading. That was it. So that was a struggle. And then COVID hit, I would say 3 years after that. And when you go from having at one point we had 3 locations, moved from 3 locations with, I would say, 300 all-star kids and another 300 in the recreational classes. And when you go from that to having 62 kids in your all-star program and the rec classes are just like no one's there because the shutdown and all that. So that's been probably the biggest, because it was, how are we going to do this? And if we're going to do it, we have to buckle down and really, really focus on getting the numbers back to where they used to be and changing the whole dynamic of the community and getting kids back into the gym. So that was a huge, huge, huge struggle.
Yeah. COVID and all of that really caused a lot of businesses to have to really think outside the box and mm-hmm. problem solve, and was very stressful for a lot of people. So I definitely can understand that. So are you down to 1 location now, or do you still have multiple?
We just have 1. I learned that away because that was crazy. We just have the 1 location and we've had that location since we've been in that 1 location since season 3.
Okay. So
that first year and then that second year was enough for me. I'm like, yeah, no, because we grew so fast and we're like, oh, let's expand.
Right.
Same, sometimes, and in this case, being bigger doesn't mean being bigger.
Yeah. Sometimes more is just more. It's not better. Yeah.
And it's not. and more was just too much for me. So
yeah.
I'm so happy we have this one location.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very cool. So how many students you have now at this time?
We have about 250 all-stars. I would say 200 full season kids and then 50 in the half season kids. That means they come in, like, they start later in the season. It's a cheaper price, less commitment, less travel. And then in the rec classes, this is the highest number we've ever had in our just tumbling classes. And I think there's about 325. I have to think about the actual number, 325. And then we have five school teams in addition. Okay. So it's really busy. And I'm blessed and I'm happy that now that we have a system going and it's working.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you've definitely bounced back, but now just with less locations to manage. So it sounds kind of like the best of both worlds, actually.
It really is. Yeah, it worked. Thank God.
Okay, awesome. Well, what's something that you wish that listeners knew, or something you want to share about your business specifically? What makes your gym different, or what would you like to share with our listeners that are listening?
Oh, that's a good one. I would say, when it comes down to, I guess, any youth sports, and then when it comes down to cheerleading, you have your options of where you take your kids and whatever. But I can say that when you come in zero gravity, there's a whole different type of environment. We use the word, like, we're the standard. And by standard, that doesn't just mean cheerleading. That doesn't just mean, the way the uniforms look or the way the routines look. That means, like, we pride ourselves in teaching those athletes life skills. So it's not just cheerleading. It's, teaching them how to solve conflict, teaching them how that, it's hard to be told that, you're not the best at something, like to take constructive criticism. And with this generation, that is vital, because with cell phones and iPads, like, they really, like, the kids don't know how to, they don't know how to operate and use common sense and context clues and kind of pick up on things. They're used to this generation of, let me pick up my phone and solve it that way. And so, like, I really, really stress, using your voice. If you feel upset, if you are mad, if you are this, if you're that, don't go tell your mom. And, in any youth sport, the kid comes home and says, "Oh, mom, coach so-and-so said yada, yada, yada." And the mom's all up in arms because she thinks that this happened, or dad thinks that this happened. But when we have a conversation about it, what the kid took that as was really not what it was. So I really stress to the staff that in any type of situation like that, our job is to, one, get the kids comfortable enough to where they communicate with the coaches. And if they communicate with the coaches, they can use a voice at 8 years old. They can use their voice at 28 when they have to use their voice, like, just things like that. And not to mention, we are the best at cheerleading, I must say, in the area. We train safely, and we use progressions, and we play the game, and we win.
Okay. How many instructors do you have there? Or coaches, I'm sorry.
Instructors is fine. So we have 8, I'll say, full-time coaches, staff members doing, we got All-Star Director Jordan, and we got Justice and Hannah and Addie. So we look at the different people, and then we have our junior coaches. So our junior coaches are basically coaches in training. So, it's not like in this industry, I can't put out a "we're hiring" ad and have a line throughout the door, because everybody can't do that job. So we have to train our coaches. So it's about 8 normal staff members and then 5 junior coaches who are currently in the program. So they range from 15 to 18, and they're coaching. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. Well, if listeners want to learn more about your business, if they want to find out more about your programs, what's the best place for them to, the best way for them to reach out to you, or the best way for them to learn more?
So you can follow us on Facebook at Zero Gravity Athletics. You can follow us on Instagram at Go Zero Gravity, I think. Or no, that's not it. Go Zero Gravity is the YouTube. Zero Gravity Athletics is the Instagram. Sorry.
Okay.
Or you can just look us up at gozerogravity.com and shoot us an email. We're very good at emails. We're very good at phone calls. So if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you joining me today so much. It's been great to hear a little bit more about your business and kind of how you got started and all the things that you offer. So I do appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.